I'm here because I think even though it's a criminal case, there are so many ethical lessons to learn from what's happened in that case over the course of over 25 years. And so with my topic today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to explain to you in basically three parts how we get to the point of learning so much about what went wrong and how do we prevent it in the future. I think the starting point for us in attacking this kind of topic is we've got to know a little bit about the Morton story itself. You got to know about what happened back in 1986 and about the trial. Once I talk about the Morton story, then I'm going to spend some time talking to you about the legalities behind the exoneration. And then finally, the third part of my presentation is to talk to you about the legal and ethical fallout that is actually still going on today as I speak. As a matter of fact, this afternoon at 1:30 in Georgetown, there is a hearing on both sides' motion for summary judgment in the disciplinary action against Judge Ken Anderson for how he prosecuted the case back in 1987. Starting first with the Morton story, if you haven't read it, I would recommend that all of you, if you're interested in this topic, read what Pamela Koloff wrote in Texas Monthly. She wrote a story called The Innocent Man, and it actually was in two parts. My understanding, it was one of the longest stories Texas Monthly has ever written, and it was so long that they couldn't put it in one issue, so it was actually in two issues. So there's part one and part two. It's beautifully written. Pamela Koloff won all kinds of awards for it, and it just will, it'll leave you wanting to know more and certainly wanting you to follow what's going to happen with the disciplinary case against Ken Anderson and also the criminal charges that are pending against Ken Anderson. So let me just briefly talk to you a little bit, for those of you who don't know much about the story and you haven't read it, tell you a little bit about what happened.